Let's say we have a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank you very much for bringing us together again this morning. As men, women, boys, girls of life, precious faith. Thank you for your word that you have said unto us at this end time that have gathered us from hook and corners, O God, from our different denominations, our beliefs, Lord, to the message of our day, the only one that is capable to give us rapturing faith. Lord Jesus, the only one that is capable to prepare us for the rapture. Our Master, we thank you for a portion of it that we have listened to already in the Sunday school. Lord, thank you for the song services. Lord Jesus, the hymns of the church, they carry their messages. We just pray, oh God, that we don't just seek them, but as we seek them, we get to know, we have the revelation, the messages that they are passing across to us. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. As we are all here, so, Lord Jesus, our needs differ from one person to the other. But Lord Jesus, whether mine is plenty and the next brother's own is small, you have said we should cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. We bring all our needs, Lord, physical, material, financial, spiritual, most especially. Father, while you are blessing your people, please, Master, do not pass any of us by. Because you are the only one that have what it takes to make us ready. Father, please, please continue to prepare us, Lord. Thank you, our Father. If there be any sickness in the midst of the audience, it is your wish, O God, that your people should prosper and be in health, even as they are so prosperous. You shed your blood to cleanse our souls. You took away stony heart from us. You give us the heart of flesh. You put a new spirit in us. You put your spirit in it so that we might prosper in our souls. And so also you receive stripes upon your body that we might prosper in health. Father, wherever diseases and sicknesses is hiding in the body of your children, we they should not, because we have been made to know in the Bible that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, where God is dwelling. Therefore, Satan, you got no right to put disease and sicknesses upon the body where God is living. Therefore, we charge you in the name of Jesus Christ. Remove your bag and baggages and leave the people of God alone. Father, your own mercy, may you flush out every disease, every sickness, Lord. Let everybody be healed and be wholehearted for your glory and for your honor. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. Any way that the enemy has planned today, Lord, to rob anybody of God's blessings, so come in here asleep. So come in, their heart is divided, their head bodily, their mind, their heart is somewhere else. Father, that is the working of the devil. We pray you just have the preeminence, Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Bless your servant that you have used, both the one that brought the sons in school teaching, and the one that have just led us in songs and the special numbers. May your name be praised, Father. Thank you, our Father. We humbly look unto you as we come before the table that you have set before us at this end time. Oh, Master, we have come to die. Lord, may you give us large appetite, Lord. Give us revelation, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most powerful name, we pray. Amen. Good morning, church. You can please be seated. Now we'll be praying, looking forward to last weekend. We have burial, we have this, we have that. That's mortal for you. It has gone. It has gone. It has become history. It's always like that. We give all the glory and honor to our God. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Amen. Yesterday, something struck me while they were lowering our grandmama to the grave. No matter how old your person is, you don't want them to go. It just shows that truly it is not the perfect will of God that we should die. But we thank God that we are not defeated. We are still going to live eternally. On the other side, there be no old age. The prophet told us old age is a sign of death. There be no old age, there be no sickness, there be no pain, no mosquito bite, no malaria, no typhoid, no swallowing of capsules on tablets or syrup or injections. You know, how many of us fear injection? Can you raise up your hand? Let me see. God bless you. Very few raise their hand. I know some people. Many people fear injection. When they see that needle like this. Don't worry, it's just this season. You know, this season will be over. When we cross, even those that are in the... before we see this song, I want us to be praying for me, God willing. By on Thursday, I'll be traveling to Isalu. I think Abraham also will also be traveling to for that Isalu. It's one of our ministers, but Adela Jare, the pastor of Uyo Assembly, is the one that is burying the mother. We go to Isolu, and me, I will pass Isolu number 38. Shall we rise? Oh, I am that, oh Lord, I am that, that was added to that, Lord, through me. But I long to rest in the arms of it, and be closer, Lord, to thee. Dominiara, oh, Niara, bless the Lord, to the cross, where thou art. Dominiara, oh, Niara, bless the Lord, to the precious breeze. Consecrate me now to the service, Lord, by the power of redeeming. Let my soul look up with a steadfast soul, and my way be, Lord, in that. Dominiara, Niara, blessed Lord, to the cross, where thou art. Dominiara, oh Niara, oh Niara, blessed Lord, to the precious Beast. Oh, the pure life of a sea who had died before that to have been. When I kneel in prayer, I waited my God, I commune as well with prayer. Dominiara, Dominiara, oh, Niara, blessed Lord, to the cross, where thou art. Dominiara, oh, Niara, oh, Niara, blessed Lord, to the precious Jesus. There are depths of love that I cannot move. thy cross. There are heights of joy that I may not reach until I rest in peace with thee. Amen and amen. God bless you. What my brother was just informing me of, it's not I didn't know before, it looked as if it escaped my mind, because, you know, as an old man, you easily forget things. Now we thank God for the Holy Ghost that breathes things so I remember as well we are preaching. You know, otherwise, you know. Well, Adele will be going for a missionary trip for about 3 weeks. He's going to travel on Saturday. As usual, remember, we can be partakers of that ministry and the reward and the blessings of it as you pray for him. Okay? How many of us promise to pray for him when he travels? Okay. Everybody said, I believe it's up. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Amen. We will go back to our sermon of last Sunday, where I pray that I'll be able to, because I have the mind to read this sermon, not just to preach it. But it's very difficult, you know, to hold your peace. When, you know, let me confirm where the scripture is again. Amen. It's Exodus chapter 23, from verse 20 to verse 23. Exodus. Praise the Lord. 23 for verse 20 to 23. Are we there? So, behold, I said, an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice, provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemies and an adversary unto thy adversaries. For my angel shall go before thee and bring thee in unto the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will call them off. May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of his word into our hearts. Amen. You can please be seated. Praise be to God. Amen and amen. So this morning again, I just want us to pay close attention to this sermon. The prophet told it, a total deliverance. Amen. A total deliverance. We have no one thing for our God. He doesn't do his work halfway. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That is why whatever God does, no matter how much science, which is just from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, no matter how much they try, they cannot just reproduce what our God has produced. Amen. They can, with their scientific research today, they said a boy has a right to decide whether he wants to be a girl a girl has a right to decide whether I want to be a boy. You find out that the chemical they will pop it to there, they might be able to make the boy to bring out breasts. But it's not, the woman is not all breasts. It's not all breasts that made the woman. I mean, is it? May God help us. You can't beat God. He's the original. Hallelujah. May God help you and me. Now, the prophet said, now, Moses, when he was born, or when he was called rather by God, he was a total, complete prophet. When God sends a man to do anything, he completely equips him with everything that he has need of. If God calls a man to be a preacher, he puts something in him to preach with. If he calls him to be a teacher, he puts something in him to teach with. If he calls for him to be a prophet, he puts something in him to see visions and to be a prophet. God always completely equips his men. Well, I don't know. Some people believe that we in this assembly, we don't believe in the spiritual gifts. They are mistaken. We believe in spiritual gifts, but we don't believe counterfeit. Amen? We believe in spiritual gifts. If they are spiritual gifts, they must be original. God cannot lie. The prophet said, somebody rise up and prophesy. I say, tomorrow, you that are living in a lele, make sure you don't sleep in a lele. Go find somewhere else, because so thing is going to happen in a lele. Find your level in obedience to the prophecy. But if nothing happens, the prophet didn't stop there. He said, bring that prophesier to the altar. He said, let the church cast out the evil spirit that has spoken through him. God does not lie. Our God doesn't guess. He knows the ending from the beginning. Amen. God bless you. That is why the people are saying we don't believe in spiritual. We believe in gifts. We don't just believe in God, who even told us that when a man is raised up in your midst as a prophet, and you watch out for this, you watch out for this, you watch out for this. If you see this, I see this, I see this, I see this, then you know I am the one that sent him. May God help us. A man claims to be a prophet, you prophesy, you give just says the Lord. 1, 2, 3, they didn't come to pass. Look. May God help us. And we will not change that stand. Because we find out that that is the absolute. It's the absolute. That office, we can't patch it. It's either it's from God or it's not from God. Hey, brother, I prophesied one time I would die that very year, recently. When we came to the last, the watch night for the new year, I took his number. I wrote him, wish him happy new year as of his family. He didn't know why. He replied me, wish me very well for the year. You want me to take such a man serious? I will never. But Abraham was born and bred in the United States. In the whole world. Why is it that God children rally around him? Because God said when a prophet is risen, this and this and this, we find that in tens of thousands in his life. The gift is speak for itself. That is why the other time I made the statement, there are fivefold. In Ephesians 4. He gave to some. Hello? Hello? Put Ephesians 4 on the board for us from verse 11. And he gave some, not all. All are not apostles. Neither are all prophets. Neither are all evangelists. Neither are all pastors. Neither are all teachers. The prophet gave a breakdown in the message. What is it again now? Is it warning, then judgment? He gave a breakdown, the apportionment. You know, the other time I made a statement that no matter how much we try to narrow this five ministry to one ministry, it will not work. It cannot work because the Bible says there are five. And they will ever remain five. Amen? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God until a perfect man unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. May God help us. When the prophet was, let me just comment or two. When the prophet was bringing these ones out, though he told us the fortune of all of them, he told us the apostle is the greatest among all of them. I think I'm correct. And he also told us that the teacher has God-given ability to put scriptures together that no other person can do. These are the statements of the prophet. Amen? So if you are not called to that office as a teacher, you are only impersonating. You can't do that job because the prophet said you were born with it. That's why we don't have seminaries where you go to train out to preach. Many people go to train out to preach, come out, build churches, become GO, and they are not born again. It's a very pathetic thing, you know. The other time they were showing, I looked somewhere in the internet, they were showing the money that our big preachers have. Oyedepo is the richest among all of them. Oyedepo was mentioned. Adeboye was mentioned. Oyakilome was mentioned. It still remains somebody again that was mentioned. Come again. Millions of dollars. Look, the preaching of the gospel is not for money making. It's to gather God's children and prepare them for heaven. It's not for money making. You go and buy what you call it, private jet, where you park it in the tarmac, you know, the airport. Every day, the money they pay for that thing. Oh, may God help us. That's by the way. Brothers, sisters, let us meet business. Salvation is real. When you are saved, you know. Okay. Let's go. And that is just what he done when he sent Moses into Egypt. He raised him up in a certain way, and he schooled him in a certain way, and he molded him, and made him, and fashioned him. After he has promised Abraham hundreds of years before that he would deliver the people, then he had in mind that he would make Moses just the way Moses was made. Moses was a complete prophet, and then being a complete prophet, then just like you, listen to the prophet, just like you, that is verse 49, just like you, if you are a Christian, God don't make any halfway Christians. Can we say amen? God makes complete Christians. God don't make halfway preachers. But the preacher can be halfway. And God makes his children Christians. But sometimes they are halfway Christians. But it is not God's intention for them to be that way. It is their own ways God mixed up with the plan of God for their life. And that is the way they are. God don't want them to be halfway Christians or halfway preachers, compromising on either side. He wants them to completely stand in the breach. Amen. Now, Moses, God had made him a complete prophet for a complete deliverance. And Moses was completely surrendered into the hands of God. That is the reason he made him what he was. He was so complete in God till God could trust him. I wonder this morning, as Christians, if we have yielded our own will and yielded ourselves so completely to God till God can trust us in the place. God can trust us the place that he has put us. I wonder this morning if I could be so yielded to God till God could trust me, could trust Brother Nevin, could trust our trustee board, our deacon board, or our members of our church. We all have a place and we got a duty. Are you following me? We all have a place and we got a duty. That is why the church of God is not committed to one man's hand to be overall boss. Even the pastor has his responsibilities. You take the two books, volume 1 and 2 of COD, study them through, you will know. Let me say something. You know, sometimes, I don't know, sometimes many of us, we think that, like, when offering a tithe, every money that comes to church go to the pastor. It's not so. Are you following me? It's not so. You see, there are things that we're supposed to know, but because we don't labor to study the message, so we are barren of the knowledge that we are supposed to have, which is not the best thing. If you are a student, if you must pass your exam, you must be consecrated, you must be dedicated, you must make sure that you give yourself to reading and studying and preparing yourself for exams. Don't just play around and you say, you know, you think a miracle will come on the day of exam. Somebody said something, may I say it? You know, nowadays, in the examination hall, people are afraid of cheating. Some will grow extra neck longer than they have normal to see what the neighbor is writing. But look, this life journey is not like that. Oh. This life journey, your question paper is for you as a person. The question paper of mama is different from that of papa. Even if you are twins, the question paper of Taiwo is different from that. So you can't spy, you can't say, I love my Taiwo, he's very clever, you want to follow him. The question paper you have as a candidate is different from, you can't spy him. There is one person we are to look onto in this journey, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Is the one we are to look unto. I believe with you, because I know where your mind will go. After all, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. I believe that too. But Brother Brand told us that he is not our example. He said his own example is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is where he's pointing all of us to. That's why we say that, so to be like Jesus. All our journey from earth to glory, we are asked to be like him. The reason why it is difficult to find a man that will ever be like Jesus is because he was God-man. Amen? He was God-man. Don't limit it to him, but also, if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you'll be called God-man. If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you'll be called God-woman. Because God is leading your life. That is why Brother Abraham said, he said, the spirit that is in you, what does it motivate you to do? He said again, what does that spirit motivate you to do? Do you admire the worldly guests who go outside now? They're almost naked. We pipe. They say it's the modern way of dressing. Expose their body all over the place. They have enough materials where they sew their wedding gown to sweep the ground. But they don't have enough material to cover their breasts. May God have mercy. We are living in the last days. Remember all the demons that for sure in Ephesus. Now for sure in Ephesus, for sure in all the other six ages, they are all accumulated into Laodicea. So this Laodicea is more contaminated with demons than any other age. We are not saying that to make you to fear, because I don't care how plenty the demons are. The prophet preached a sermon, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. God that is living in you, the way God made plan of salvation is such a way that the devil is completely defeated. Completely defeated. He made it in such a way that it's only his children that we have revelation of the plan of salvation. A serpent seed can be there. All the time Judas said, 3 years and 6 months with Jesus. He didn't have revelation of who Jesus was. He didn't have revelation of what salvation is all about. Salvation, the revelation is a gift of God only to his children. That is why the Father Abraham told us that in the Garden of Eden, Cain and Abel have the same pastor. Their pastor was Adam. Amen? Was Adam. But how did Abel knew the right sacrifice to bring to God? It was revealed to him. It is God's revelation. It is God's responsibility to reveal his will to you as his child. Amen? That is why he told the people, he said, it is your heavenly Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He spoke to the public one time in parables. When they came inside, he was explaining it to them. They asked him, why are you speaking to the people in parables? He said, because unto you, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. He said, to them that is not given. The mysteries of the kingdom is not given to everybody. It's only given to God's children. And God knew them before the foundation. Look, if you trace your origin, where you come from, you will travel through this life journey with joy unspeakable, full of glory. Nothing can happen to you by accident. Because he that foreknown you and predestinated you by his foreknowledge, he watches over you. And the Bible says, he that watches over Israel, he never sleep nor slumber. Who are you to fear? The Bible says we are not be given the spirit of bondage. The spirit of fear is spirit of bondage. Again, to fear. Say we have been given the spirit of love and of power and of sound mind. Sound mind. This thing I'm using, so if it may, many of us will want to fly out of our seat. Fear has torment. But perfect love casteth out every fear. We have nothing to fear. Somebody brought us here. Let me tell you one thing. I don't believe there is a child of God that says die premature. No. The prophet, I will stay with the quote that says that until God finishes with you, he can't take you. There is no sickness, no disease that God cannot heal. How can you say it's cancer that killed him? It's because his time has come. Is it not God? Is anything too hard for him? He that raises the dead that is rotting him. Is this sickness he cannot cure? He said, I am the Lord thy God that do what? He let all miss all thy diseases. Until God is true with you, no sickness can take you. God bless you, church. Blessed be his holy name. You know that we still look at UCH as the very best in Nigeria. As at now, I don't know of tomorrow. Though they are living in their shadow of their former self, but they still look up to them. We went to UCH, they tried everything. They couldn't see what is wrong with me, and yet I was nowhere. But God who knew all things, who is able to do all things, when he came on the scene, he answered to the prayers of his children. It was a jiffy. Just like this. It doesn't take God anything to do anything. Oh, blessed be his holy name. That is why me, I don't fear witches. So I don't fear wizards. Because there's none of them that can do me any harm. We are safe from all alarms. I will serve God. Oh, the blood. I will serve God, order the blood. I will serve God, order the blood. Oh yes, where the devil can do me no harm, 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 no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm, no harm. Oh yes, where the devil can do me no harm. Amen. God bless you, church. I say God bless you. Let's go on. Verse 15, now Moses, God had made him a complete prophet for a complete deliverance, and Moses was completely surrendered into the hands of God. That is the reason it made him what he was. He was so complete in God, till God could trust him. The prophet said, you wonder this morning, as Christians, if we have yielded our own will. You know, the other time I was preaching a sermon, your will versus God's will. Every day we run to it and yielded ourselves so completely to God that God can trust us in the place that he has put us. I wonder this morning of myself, if I could be so yielded to God that God could trust me, could trust Brother Nevi, could trust our trustee board, our deacon board, or our members of our church. We all have a place and we got a duty. The minister has got a place of duty to stand and preach the unsearchable riches of Christ without compromising. When you hear, I say, I remain loyal. That's what I always say. I'm loyal to Christ and I'm loyal to you as your servant. I will tell you the truth. It may be bitter, but I will tell you. Amen. May God help us. Now, if he called to be a preacher, he wouldn't spare one thing for one person if he's called to be a preacher. And a member of the church is called to be a member of this certain group, then he will not compromise. If the church believes that we should not gamble, then that member should never touch a deck of cards. We don't believe in drinking. He should turn his head completely from drinking. If the church should never touch, if we do not believe in gambling or smoking, the member of this church should never touch such a thing. God gives complete deliverance. Amen. Look, in your journey of life, don't allow any evil to influence you. The Bible says the first appearance of evil is a flea. Say no. Don't give it a second thought. Don't give it a second thought. If it is something that is not good, just say no outright. You go to school, whether you are institution of learning, identify yourself with Christians. People that believe what you believe. Let everybody know. Let the lecturer, your roommate, your classmate know that you are SU. If they call you SU. It is where you do associate with what you believe. That is why they will call. Once they know you in the campus to be that, they already mark you. They didn't give you a bad name. Nobody will come to you. But where you are not, where you are supposed to be in fellowship, you are somewhere else. They call party, they say one boy, they do birthday. In the night, you dress up, they follow them. And in that place where they are doing the birthday, they know they put on light. Even the light where they put on, the one that sits here will see what this other one here. You are in devil's ground. The ground you are in is devil ground. And before they will finish working on you, you will come out wounded. May God help us. The Bible says two cannot work together. They said they be agree. If you find two people as friends, they have something in common. You see that they smoke together, or they drink palm wine together, or they womanize. There is something that binds them together. Christians should always befriend Christians. But Abraham said, if you are following somebody as a friend, he does not encourage you in the way of God. He said, look for another friend. He said, you cannot even get a friend. He said, Jesus will be your friend. Wani agutotoba bajari. You take bear? Because that is his food. He will introduce it to his friend. May God help us. But Abraham told us a story about a sister who was following an unbelieving boy. Why must you do that? Don't do it. It will wound you. He said, the sister said, well, when they are drinking beer, I will drink coke. This boy, very clever, he went and made plans with a woman. He said, I want you to sell coke for me. You will open that coke, put some sedative medicine inside, and cook it. In the evening, I will come with a lady. When I say, bring that coke, that is the coke you will bring. It was a special prepared coke for her. When they got there, and they were drinking beer, he said, we know our sister, holy. You know, they drink beer. Excuse me, madam, bring that coke. Innocent girl. She didn't know that that coke had a deeper meaning than just ordinary coke. They brought the coke. Do you know, before she finished half of that bottle, she was far asleep. Before she recognized what happened, it was the following day. She has lost her virginity. Not only that, she got conceived by that same thing. The prophet said, don't do it. He said, if your girl is grown up and to follow a boy and is following an unbeliever, I'm not believing boy. He said, discourage her. That's what the messenger said. He said, discourage her. Under no circumstances should a believer marry an unbeliever. It's not our example. Are you following it? But remember too, when the prophet was preaching the message choosing of a bride, he said, most of the things we do in life is a choice. He said, you have a right. You have a right to make your choice. He said, you can choose to live right. He said, you can also choose to live wrong. It is your choice. And whichever way your choice is, you will reap what you sow. Very simple. Somebody was talking. He's an unbeliever. He was committed somewhere in the, is it the YouTube now or somewhere? He said, they should not be giving Bible for those people to swear when they want to enter into office. He said, because God is too merciful. Say, God is very rich in mercy. Say, he said they should be giving them some book to swear that we act very fast. The day you do contrary, shall go, will just kill you. Everybody knows that God is merciful. As merciful as he is, he's waiting for everybody. Even those who say they are free thinkers, that there's not even God. Do you know there are free thinkers? Okay. God is waiting for them. But Abraham, I will look for that quote. I want everybody to know where that quote is. I will look for it. Maybe in the evening, I will pass it across. We will look for it. The prophet said, if what the dead knew, the living knows it. He said, everybody will come to Christ. Every dead person, whether you be Muslim, you be a go worshipper, you be worship cow or crocodile or anything or yemanja or whatever, once you die, you will know that Christ is the only Savior. You will know. But you have no too late. That is why the prophet said, God is not sending anybody to hell as sinners. He said they are going to hell because they refuse the way out of sin. God provided the way out of sin. The way out of sin is Christ. It's not church. It's Christ. But when you are in Christ, you come to church, all right, fine. But don't just take church as the absolute. The church is not the absolute. They might be preaching the truth. But the Bible says, by one spirit, we all are baptized into one body. By one spirit. And that is the Holy Ghost baptism. Jesus having that Holy Ghost without measure. And since he has gone and come back to us, all of us, we have measure of it. The prophet said, every one of us have the little part of the Holy Ghost. He said, when we gather plenty like this, he said, the pillar of fire become in its fullness. Amen. That is why I want you to be certain that you have this spirit. It's not that somebody wants to Christianize you. Let me ask you something. From Otoshos, is there a sermon somebody will preach to you that will make you to doubt you are a man? It's not possible. I know I'm a man. Every configuration of a man I have, no matter what you will come and preach here, be professor of all professors, put your head down, carry a leg up. I describe man. You are describing me. It is the same thing if you are filled with the Holy Ghost. Nobody can talk you out of it. It is something that is dwelling in you that you fellowship with. Nobody can Christianize you. Let's help God forever. You tell me I'm not filled with the Holy Ghost, I will laugh at you. Do you know what I did last night before daybreak? You say, I know how the Holy Ghost. Who sustained me today? No, it's just not possible. Amen? May God help us. Don't be halfway Christian, no. Because God doesn't mean that. If we do it, if we will completely surrender our life, ourselves to him, if we will completely deliver ourselves into his hand, then God can live in us. Are you hearing? Christ, the hope of glory. He can reflect himself from us as we get ourselves out of the way. Then our thoughts are his thoughts. Could you imagine Christ smoking a cigar? Could
Could you imagine Christ drinking a drinking play cards? Then if your spirit is part of his spirit, he will want it to be upon your confession. But you permit the devil to come in and take over. And all the time, in your heart, way down deep, you know you were wrong when you do those things. Amen. When you speak evil of your sister, it's not so. You don't need anybody to come and tell you that this is what you said about your sister. You know. Amen. You know. And your culture tells you that is wrong. The Bible says, don't speak evil of one another. Pray for one another. Love one another as Christ loved you and gave his life for you. Let me tell you, for your information, no matter how much you hate a child of God, you are wasting time. Is God that justified? When God said, I'm justified, I'm justified. Want to go and tell God, but why did you choose this man? May God help us. I say, may God help us. Look, check the spirit that is working in you. If the spirit that is working in you still hates some people, there are some people you love. You don't love everybody. Check that spirit. It's questionable. The prophet said, a man filled with the Holy Ghost will love everybody. Everybody means everybody. How can the Holy Ghost in you be hating some people, you love some people? I'm robbers, they love themselves. That's why sometimes when they go for operation and they shut any of them down, at all costs, either under that crossfire, they try to carry their colleague. They love each other. They take risk of their life to see they carry their colleague away. When you say, I love those that love me, this one love me, I also love it. That's not the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will love the unlovable. Brother Bram told us, he said, when that man of Oregon spit on his face, he said, if there was any anger left for somebody to come and say, ah, on your face too. May God help us. Look, in the family, there are certain things that family follow family genetically. Follow grandpa, follow mama, follow children, follow. But when you are born again, that it comes to an end. You have a different parent altogether. Sickness, stomach, pawani. You are not part of it. You are born from above. Praise God. Amen. May God help us. The young man gets to a certain stage. He wants to look for a wife. You don't blame him. It's nature. When a woman gets to a certain stage, he'll be looking out for somebody to come and ask her in marriage. It's nature. It's normal. It's natural. That's why the prophet said, man and woman are inseparable. You can't separate them. He said, because they were one before God removed the law part of it and make woman. He said, you can't separate them. But despite that statement, God has put laws and regulations down the way man and woman should come together. Amen. The prophet said, you'll be happy, you are happy, you are jumping up because you have a date with your brothers, with your neighbor's wife. He said, you are walking the way that go to hell. Look, God had those days when they say it's men that used to rape women. There are some women that rape men nowadays. If you don't have Holy Ghost, he will corner you and do you certain things that you can no longer resist yourself. You yield to the flesh. May God help us all. Let me tell you one thing. There is only one way you can do something right. To say you are a bachelor, nobody, you sleep alone in the house, you have a girlfriend, and you say you are a believer of the message of the hour. You are not deceiving the pastor. Neither are you deceiving your father or your mother. You are deceiving yourself. Because the very person you are responsible to is God. And he sees whatever you are doing. You come and play drum, or you come and play whatever you are playing. You are a hypocrite, number one. Hypocrite, bumbly. And God mark you as that. Well, we will shake your hand, oh, as bro. bro, God bless you. Shalom. But God knows who you are. That is why the scripture says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you fear God, you will do what is wrong, whether in the secret or in the public. You won't. Some people will say, well, I didn't ask for it. I couldn't help it. What the derail at all, Sheba, or the derail, okay, oh, sir. No wrong for your life. Oh, Sheba, oh, woman. Oh, to Sheba, oh, to woman. It means that you don't say, oh, do me any now. Oh, sure. Do you know the scriptures? The Bible says that if you meet a maid in the field and you live with her and she didn't shout, is that not what this girl? May God help us. All you just need, don't struggle to live right. Just struggle to get the Holy Ghost. Because you can never live right as a man born of woman. You can't do it. There's no, you are possessed with Adamic nature. That is your nature. You cannot live above your nature. You can't do it. The only thing that can make you to overcome that nature is to have the divine nature of God, which can come, which will come to you by the baptism of the Holy Ghost in your soul. That is why you find in places a pastor will finish all the guests in the church. And he will still stay here and preach, a hypocrite. May God help us. But Apostle said, I am crucified with Christ. He said, nevertheless, I live. He said, the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave his life for me. Do you know the prophet went further in that explanation? To say, when he was explaining the Ephesians chapter 1, we were chosen in him before the foundations of the world. We were in Christ when he was crucified. We were crucified with him, buried with him, resurrected with him, ascended with him. That is why our life is controlled from heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Nothing influences us here. Our life is influenced from above. Yes! That's why we are not interested in whether women wear pants, they come out naked. We will turn our face. Oh, hallelujah. Our life is being influenced from above. Blessed be God forever. It's a very bad thing to be a hypocrite. The prophet said, instead of me be a hypocrite, he said, I be a hidden. No, there's a difference between hidden. Hidden doesn't believe anything at all. Open your back, me, buy anything, bro. You say veggie bread, you say church, it's an hidden. But a hypocrite, he will come to church. You know, the prophet told us, he said, the make believer is the most dangerous among the three. Very dangerous. He can know the message, he can quote it. But what is in his heart is something else altogether. You know, the prophet told us two places the Holy Ghost can come in a man. He said the Holy Spirit can come to your spirit. when he was preaching on the message, come again. Anointed ones at the end time. He said the Holy Ghost can anoint your spirit. And you can do miracles. And you are not converted. The people he met in Mr. Waka, the two brothers that were prophesied, this was speaking, talks and interpret. The prophet said, that was the first time. You know, the prophet did this start with Pentecostal. He was a Baptist. When he saw that, he said, what is this? This is God. He looked at the Bible and said, God promised this guy to. He said, remember, there is a gift dwelling in me. He said, I decided to shake their hands. He said, I shook the hand of the first one. I talked to him a while. He said, the brother didn't know what he was doing. He was contacting his spirit. See, when he finished talking to him, he said he was a Christian, clean cut. Amen. That is why when you say it is a generation, if you are not in the message of the hour, you cannot have the Holy Ghost. It's a very big statement. Remember the prophet himself got the Holy Ghost somewhere. In this generation, he got the Holy Ghost. But I agree with you, a man filled with the Holy Ghost, anywhere the Holy Ghost coming into him, he must come to this message. He can't stay with Christ as dogmas. What do they have in the denomination? Storytelling. They will from one story enter another story, cause the people to laugh and joke and that's no preaching. Tell the people you are born in sin, shape iniquity, you came to the world lying, and as a sinner you are going to hell. And God said, you must be born again. God made the provision for you to be born again. Look, we used to talk about the time of Noah. How that 120 years, God was in love suffering. The people did come to earth. Compared to the time Jesus came now and died and resurrected and ascended. Is it not over 2,000 years? We have been preaching that Christ is the only Savior. And the people still worship their son God. People still go to Yemaja. So people still worship crocodile or cow. So Muslims, they say, if you say anything, they say, you are blasphemed. They will kill you. But the truth remains the truth. It's either you are in Christ and you are saved, or you are not in Christ. You are lost. Very simple. We talk about Christ being the Savior. How that by one spirit we must all be baptized into Jesus Christ. Oh, what is the people doing? They are busy gathering church members so that offering will be plenty and the rest of it. No problem. You establish a, what do you call it, Bible school to your whole church. All your Christian dogmas is what you teach your ministers there. They don't permit the outside minister to preach in their church. They don't do it. Why? Because they know what they believe, whether it is scriptural or not, that is what they hold to. How can a man study the Bible prayerfully with the help of God and come out with Trinity? From Genesis to Revelation, Trinity is not in the Bible. It's a theological terminology that they made by themselves. Then they dip somebody in water in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. What is the name? You omit the name. Common sense, you see, for example, they say, what is the name of the president of Nigeria, the commander-in-chief of the armed forces? You say president. They will so mark it wrong. Not only is it wrong, they might even call you for the next 3 years. Don't attempt this exam. May God have mercy on us. The name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, is the Lord Jesus Christ. He has been given a name that is above all other names. That at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow. The Bible says stop there. Every knee should bow. All things in heaven. Bow to that name. All things on earth. All things underneath the earth. And brother Abraham said, if there is another God in heaven, he has to bow to that name. Do you know God is a jealous God? Do you know that? Where you want to pray, it's in Jesus' name. You want to bless food, in Jesus' name. Bless wedding, in Jesus' name. Or where you want to commit evil cups to the grave, you do it in Jesus' name. If there was another father somewhere waiting, he would be jealous. So may God want to be baptized. It's in Jesus. Everything is in Jesus' name. God bless you, church. Me, I love Brother Abraham. I love something original. I don't want patch. The prophet said the Pentecostal scar is full of realities. He said, don't take counterfeit. Brothers, don't take counterfeit. Sisters, don't take counterfeit. Make sure what you have is original. Something that keeps you away from sin. Something you fellowship with and he refreshes you. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Do you know what Abraham said? He said, your best and your worst, you leave it at home. As we are all here, so your wife knows you better than anybody else. No matter how much you shout, how you jump, your wife knows you. Why? Because of the way you live at home. To the sisters, so no matter what you do, amen, hallelujah, your husband knows you better than the pastor. A young penny now. May God help us. There is one thing about the Holy Ghost. No matter who you relate with, they will see that purity of character. Amen. Anywhere you go, I've not traveled far. You know, the other time I was saying I'm not agile, I travel all over the world. I've been to places. The Holy Ghost is the same everywhere. Everywhere. The Holy Ghost. When I was in Ivory Coast, some brethren came from the church to come and visit me. One fellow lame in the hotel where I was. We sat there, we were just fellowship. He said, Pastor, it's good to be here. I said, it's always good to be. It's always good to be together now. I mean, oh man. The other time I went to Lagos, I went to visit Brabem. Me and him, we sat there like this. But Abraham said, you can have new friends. He said, they can never take the place of the old ones. When we fellowship a while, oh my, the place changed. When I was to go, he said, Pastor, I will come and preach to your church anytime. I said, you are welcome. Fellowship of the saints. You see that, the prophet said, see that you are a sinner or you are a saint. There's no in between. Praise God. Amen. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Make sure what you have is original. You will not be disappointed. Let me say this. Each time you sleep and you wake up, know that the rapture has not taken place yet. Why? Because you are part of the rapture. The rapture can't take place without you. You are part of it. The assurance gives you that. Amen. The Holy Ghost gives us assurance that we are part of death unto life. We are not coming to no judgment. Not at all. We are already judged when we were in Christ at the cross. Oh, hallelujah, church. Blessed be his holy name. That's why I used to tell people, I say, hey, whether you like it or not, you better love me because we are going to spend eternity together. Oh, they so called hate me. There's no hatred in the Holy Ghost. God bless you. And when one member will talk against the other member, you know that is wrong. You are commanded to pray for one another, not to talk against one another, but love one another. And if someone is down, let's pick him up, help him. Now that makes us a unified group of believers. Now when we don't do that, then we don't obey God. And we displease God. And therefore, our church, our people cannot prosper. The church cannot go on. It's because we are disunified together. And Jesus says, a little leaven leavens the lump. Now, if the church board, listen now, if the church board and the deacons will come and say that we are thinking we should build a new tabernacle. If that is the vote of the deacons, and the trustees are consulted, and they don't have the money to do it, then they have a building program like we have together, like we have going on now. And then it took over the general audience. as we should be, all the church be sovereign. Then if the church votes for the new tabernacle, then we all should cooperate together building that new tabernacle. Are you following me? If there is a reason we should vote, maybe you say there's no need for this thing. This one say there's a need for it. They bring it here. The people that say there's a need for it won in majority. What did they say they should, the loser should do? They should throw it. Not to form another group. That's the devil. God wants his children to be united together. Have you ever think what happened to our Easter joint meetings? Have you ever think of it? If I tell you, it will surprise you. But remember, the prophet said, as long as we are here, he said, don't lose hope or anybody. A man may do what is wrong today. God will convince him contrary tomorrow. As long as there's breath of life in a man, commit him to God. When anyone is down, pick him up. Something happens sometimes in the lorry. He brings a split. They say this happened, that happened. Most of these allegations, they were allegations. If somebody come and tell you they found Pastor Martin living with a young girl somewhere, it's an allegation. Before you believe it, prove it. If you believe it, you may be believing a lie. Call me. Call the accuser. Let's see together. How did you see it? What is your evidence? Amen? When those accusations were coming against the Lord in church, it's okay. What will we do? We will go and sit with them. The prophet said, when you have hearing from one another, you understand each other better. Amen? When the people went, most of the allegations were false. Most of the allegations, they were false. They could not be proven. May God help us. If you are the type, somebody just come and tell you something, you just pass judgment. You are not wise. You are not wise at all. Before you can pass judgment on anything, hear from both sides. That's why people don't gossip to me. As you see me, so you can't gossip to me. You bring somebody's matter to me, I will first of all ask you, can I ask him? If you say no, I say, keep your story to yourself. I have enough to think of that will be thinking about false information. May God help us. Look, we are all born in sin. All means all, including Brother Branham. It's the grace of God making what he was. It's the grace of God that make you what you are. Are you following me? So if somebody is not measuring up, don't condemn him. Are you following me? Don't condemn him. Neither must you associate with what is wrong. But be praying for him. Because Christianity has a standard. The Holy Ghost has the same character. Whether Yoruba, whether Igbo, whether Hausa, whether Fulani, if the Holy Ghost come upon them, they will have the same character. Because it's Christ in them. The Holy Ghost, that's why the prophet said, the Holy Ghost cannot behave in Brother Motosho and misbehave in Brother Matthews. It can't happen. He doesn't have a chameleon-like nature. God remains God. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. If you make Brother Omotosho gentle, he will make Brother Marty gentle. We read it in Galatians 5. Praise God. Amen. God bless you, church. I say God bless. We believe in total deliverance. Don't just cleave to church. But we come to church. The prophet said you must have a home church where you pay your tithe offering to support the gospel. We believe in that. But don't allow the church to be your absolute. Let Christ be your absolute. I pray God will give you understanding of what I'm saying. Blessed be his holy name. What I used to say, I will repeat, I mean it too. I don't used to joke with it. My joy is not because I'm a pastor. No. My joy is because I'm certain that I'm a son of God. And you must be certain that you are a daughter of God, you are a son of God. Because you fellowship with the supernatural that changed your life. Oh, blessed be God forever. God bless you. Epistles that could be read of all men. Frankly, myself, when they spoke of new tabernacle to me, I was against the thought. That's right. I said, we don't need exactly a new tabernacle. I probably be living here pretty soon as the Lord, if what he showed me comes to pass. What do we need with a new tabernacle? We haven't got the money. Then I come down, listen to the prophet, I come down and fed the feeling of the church. That the church in majority seems to want it. Then what did I do? I sacrificed my whole thoughts. I threw in with the church. Sure, let's do it. If that is the way we cast lot. If that is the way we cast lot. That is the way it was in the Bible time. The way the church voted. The sovereignty, the groups of the people. They come together in unity, there is strength. So therefore, I said, certainly, if that is the way the church wants, if that is what God is wanting, he got more of authority to vote among a whole group of people than he has to me. Because I have not a vision. I have no vision to say that it shouldn't be done. So we throw in with the church and move with the church. And I'm behind it to do all that I can, see, to help out the church. That should be the motive of every Christian and every person in the church. It's for to unify ourselves, to stick together. Whatever the church votes for, that's what we should stand for. Then say, oh, for instance, the church to change something in the church. Well then, if the trustees wants to, or somebody else wants to, the deacons, they want to change something. That comes before the church. The church there together, and if our idea here seems to be a little different than what the whole church said, let's sacrifice that idea. Can you say amen? Because that is the only way we can stand united. And if this church will just go on the way you are going now and be united together, God will. It's unlimited what he will do if we stick together. We must stick together. That is how we want to be. So complete with one another. And then so complete in the hands of God. Amen. Me, the reason why I come to church is to come and hear the word of God to check up with my soul salvation. I am studying with God. Because we are living in this world that is uncertain. This world is very uncertain. You see a man today, tomorrow is no more. Oh, sure. There will be occasions when people, a family come together, eat together, pray together, go to bed, who are not awake. What will you do about it? Therefore, every day, you must be sure you are right with God. That's why the Bible says, don't allow the sun to go down upon your wrath. Because you don't know what lays ahead. When the prophet was to close the service water, he said, are you sure you will get to your house? Are you sure? May God help us. I say, may God help us. Love everybody. It's not something you mechanize. There are people who doesn't love you. You will know. Because love is a spirit. When you deal with people that don't love you, you will know. You come to a place where they don't love you, you will know. But what does that mean to you? It means nothing. If God has loved you, and he died before you, because of you, give you the Holy Ghost. Any man wasting time not loving you is actually wasting time. What will your love do me? May God help us. Blessed be His holy name. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. You cannot come to a man and tell the man, I hate you. But your body language. May God help us. I used to think, is this the same Holy Ghost that we have, that everybody have? We call a conversion in Ibadan. Come and fellowship around the same thing you believe. Some stay in Ibadan, they know come. So come from Kaduna, so come from Jos, so come from Kilo De Kilo Shele. Is it a political something? May God help us. Me, I'm free with everybody. Free with you. I come to your house, you pull food down, me I go chop up. I will bless it and I will eat. I will come out. I pray for you. It's as simple as that. But remember, the prophet told us that the Holy Ghost is not partial. It's not partial. If you are partial, look, that office of the prophetic office should not be partial. I'm not saying all that should be partial. That prophetic office, don't patch it. A man says he's a prophet. He doesn't manifest what the message says you manifest. Leave the man alone. Amen. When somebody claims to be a prophet, some of you as my members, you come to me, we're going to consult the man. I say, you go ahead. A gift you know by his manifestation. The way a tree, the fruit is best, that's how we know the kind of tree it is. Go. Where they go, I come back. Back, Odaya, Odo, Odueja, Poki. They don't come to me again. Look, the gift of God cannot be hidden. Do you know that the prophet said he saw a woman rise up in the United States? He described the garment of that woman. Do you know the device of body wear that very garment? And they are swearing it. Even denominational preachers who know the prophet said so. Especially what we call him, Oyakilome. He came openly and said something about it. Body is not strong, it's sick. Who knows? The things that the prophet foretold. They are happening. Just look up. Your redemption draw it now. I will not say don't miss it. Because if you are a child of God, you cannot miss it. But Abraham made a very powerful statement. He said, if God loses one of his children, he makes him incomplete. That is very powerful. All the children of God, wherever they are, they will come. Whether the devil like it or not, they will come to God. They were east before the foundation of the world. He will not lose one. He said, my sheep will hear my voice. When they hear it, they will come to. He said, a voice of stranger will they not listen to. Blessed be God forever. God bless you. Please put on the board for me John chapter 17. Let's read a few things out of the prayer of Jesus. Oh, glory to our God. John chapter 17, verse 1. He said, this way spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. He said, as thou hast given me power over all flesh, that it should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given me. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. He said, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thy they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world. Can you say amen? But for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou givest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world had hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. Are you hearing the prayer of Jesus for you? They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for this alone. This is where we stop. But for them also, we shall believe on me through their word. Do you believe that? Jesus has prayed us unto the fortress city already. Any trial, any temptation, any problem you will have on earth, we are born again to overcome. There is no trial that can overcome the Holy Ghost. Oh, blessed be his holy name. There is nothing to fear. No, sir. The love of Jesus is so wonderful. So high. Nobody can go above it. So wide. You can't go around it. So deep. You can't go underneath it. It's wonderful, Lord. Blessed be his holy name. Amen. If you don't love me, I love you. Praise be to God. I remember. The Bible says Jesus was coming to the Gentiles to take a people for his name. He's dealing with us as individuals in the Gentiles, not as a nation. You believe that? You as an individual, you must work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You alone knows who you are. Amen? Look, like I used to say, if you are a man, the scripture says you are the head of your wife. Except you are connected with Christ, you cannot be a true head. You cannot. Because as a true head, you must be very, very concerned about the spiritual welfare of your wife. Not that if she's wrong, you call her to come and stay. No. You correct in love. Take time in praying for her. You as a man, you are the pastor in the house. You believe that? May God help us. I say, may God help us. The prophet said, a man is not known by his muscles. He said, a man is known by how baggy the trouser of his knee. How long he spent time in prayer to God. Praise God. Amen. Do you know, before we come to church like this, there are people that we pray for, almost everybody here, almost by name. I don't know how you are preparing, you know. We don't have the school that we go to learn how to pray. You learn how to pray by praying. I used to tell you, in 5 minutes, you don't know what to say again. Let me give you prayer requests. You know Brother Joseph Oyedeko. You know his family. You know Brother Jimmy. You know Brother Sam. You know Papa Evangelist Ayodele. You know my little one. You know what you call him again now, Brother Adediji. By the time you pray for all of us, take the decades. You know the decades. Pray for them one by one. Call the trustees. By the time you finish with them, come to the song leaders and the group, musical group. By the time you pray for all of them, call for the instrument handlers. By the time you look, you have spent hours. May God help us. God doesn't have varieties in character. No, sir. He doesn't. When he says peace, he means peace. Please put, what do you call it, Galatians 5. That is why I don't like reading, because it slows me down. Praise God, amen. Galatians 5, please, from verse 19. Verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Whether you be whatever you are, as long as you are born of woman, these works, they follow you. Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. You know, if we are to break down this world, word by word, it will take the whole sermon. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, rebellions, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past, so that they which do such things so shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit. This is the born again man. Oh. This is the born again woman now. Are you following me? No matter how religious you are, the first set we read, if you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, they will be in your life. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. There's no way you can have these things and you don't know that there is a supernatural being living in you. As a natural man, somebody lay words on you, you will say, Ibatimi Oshomali. When you get up, you want to outdo him, what he did to you. When the prophet was explaining to us what temperance is, he said temperance is not, it's not biblical temperance that we are people say, you know, that kind. He said, this one, if somebody really works on you, and you speak in peace to him. Amen? A man slap you. You say, hey, brother. Jekka said to a king Moshe, Job. Do you know a man was talking to Brother Abraham? Right there, he said, do you know you are not in Christ? He said that. As they were talking, they are not left there. The man said, I believe you have the spirit of Christ. The prophet said, who am I now? From Antichrist to Christ, you know. Look! There is no situation you can face that the Holy Ghost will not make a way of escape out for you. It's not there. You will. Look, the love that the Holy Ghost brings for you, anyone that is born of God, is born of love. I'm not talking about group love. You know, I love this, I don't love this. Rubbish and nonsense. Of course, if you are spiritual, you know the rules and regulations that God has put in the church. May God help us. I say, may God help us. If a woman is filled with the Holy Ghost, the husband will know. If the husband is filled with the Holy Ghost, the woman will know. Because there is no situation that will rise in the home that the husband will not break under control. Not by shouting and screaming and slapping and jumping. Those are human muscles which the prophet associates with as animalistic. We are filled with the Holy Ghost. We have the wisdom of God on how to handle matters. There were two ministers that had some issues. In the convention, by the grace of God, we settled those issues without even asking what. You know, we are to be one. If you have a spirit that calls for separation, you are of the devil. May God help us. I say, may God help us. That is why if I travel, I don't meddle into people's sins. Somebody will come, say, Pastor, I want to tell you something. I say, I'm a passerby. Tell your pastor. let your pastor know it. A sister called me recently after conversion. He said, Pastor, how are you? I said, I'm very fine. It's the family. He said, I want to ask you this question. I said, okay, ask her. I said, I will be honest with you. If I know the answer, I will tell you. And if I don't know the answer to, I will also tell you because I don't know everything. I know a few things that the message taught. He asked me one question. So. And then he wanted my answer with quotes. I said, sister, I said, you have a pastor. I said, go and ask him. He said, yes, I even have issues with the pastor. That is why I'm asking you. I said, I will never answer you. Lie. I said, are you too filled with the Holy Ghost? He said, it's free. I said, well, let the Holy Ghost guide you. May God help us. The prophet said, you can never know more than the man that teaches you. Because it's a ministry. God put him there for a purpose. May God help us. That is why it is very dangerous. Very, very dangerous for a man to go to seminary and learn how to preach without being converted. That congregation is in trouble. Because you can't give out what you don't have. May God help us. That is why any people that are looking for pastor, I used to warn them. Make sure you pray thoroughly. Don't be led by familiarity. Are familiar with this brother. Who is this brother? The prophet told us how we identify the gift in their manifestations. Hey. Do you know the prophet made this statement? He said the congregation, we want to be acting and behaving like their pastor. He said he has got to a place where one pastor will shake his head one way. He said all the congregation want to shake their head like that. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you don't imitate anybody. The Holy Ghost leads you. He guides you. Before you do anything, you examine it with the word. You can never follow multitude to sin. Oh, man. May God have mercy upon us. Amen and amen. We will soon stop. It's already 2:12. Total deliverance. If God make you a Christian, you are a total Christian. I don't believe a man filled with the Holy Ghost will be living with another woman. I don't see it. I don't just see how it can happen. I don't see it. How will it happen? So people say it's a mistake. I say, mistake? What do they call mistake? Something you know you want to do and they have processes? You say it's a mistake? Tell the best in the air. Not people like me. When Okada drives wrong for you, he's guilty. I even curse you at the same time. Some of us, we lose our temper right there. We shout safe. Do you know that when you do that, you are being influenced by the situation that is on ground. The spirit that is in you must be the one that influences you in every situation. That's why Brother Brown said, if you want to know what is in a man, step on him. If you step on him, he will change his tone of talking right now. You will know what is controlling him. The Holy Ghost is never wrongly influenced. Pay you shouted on him, he want to shout back. No! His master of all circumstances. Not so all circumstances, his master. If you are doing anything wrong, and perhaps a minister correct you, instead of avoiding him, you must love that minister the more. The Bible says it is those that God loves that is his sight. Oh, mercy. May God help us. You are corrected. You want to hate the minister? We'll be avoiding him. What type of things? You want somebody who will bless you in sin? If a man bless you in sin, God will not bless you in sin. There's only one way out of sin. That is repentance and forsaking it. Amen. Sisters, like I say, you young sisters that are in higher institution of learning. Lecturers are after you. Your co-students are after you. Workers are after you. Everybody is after you in that place. Your papa is not there with you. Your mama is not there with you. But remember, you are an individual before God. You have a right to live right. You have a right, a choice. Whether to live wrong is your choice. And the prophet said, choice is a great thing. So people are in prison today, innocent, because of wrong influence. They were moving with wrong people. They were caught together. They want to come and arrest some boys who are smoking goof. Then they meet you there. You are part of them. You are one of them. You nothing can bail you out. You are in for it. You may never have smoked before. But that is devil ground. You don't belong there. They want to go to a party. Tell the fellow, me, according to the Bible, I believe, we don't attend such parties. Parties in the night. Where you now go put on dim light. Most of you will be drinking. Some are smoking goof. Some are smoking Arizona. I don't go to such party. I don't go. Simple. You say, I don't want to offend him. Who is he to you? If your mother wants you to do what is wrong, say no. If your father wants you to do what is wrong, say no. Because we are only indebted to Christ. That is the one who loved us so much. And he gave his life unto us. Amen. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Total deliverance. You love your wife with undying love. Your wife will not be, he will not be groaning. He will not be, maybe entertaining some fear. My husband has traveled. He may be. He has not. No! Your wife may travel for months. You will, and even about her will not cross your heart. She's filled with the Holy Ghost, a daughter of God. She's led by the Spirit. Praise God. Amen. You say, oh, supposing the person is a hypocrite. That is up to him and her. That is up to him and God, I mean to say. If you're a hypocrite, you go to where hypocrites go. But I will trust you. Oh my, we never. What? Somebody will come and tell me they met your wife like this. I will never believe it. Amen? I will never. I used to tell them anywhere I go that my wife is the best woman in the whole world. I used to, when I say it, I apologize to the brothers. I say, brothers, don't be jealous. So say the same thing about your wife. Then the case is settled. My wife is the best woman in the whole world because she's my wife. Amen? Amen. God bless you. I say, God bless you. If my wife is not the best, is it your wife and you say it's the best? I don't even know her. Amen? Shalom. I say shalom. Look, we are supposed to serve God without condemnation. Are you following me? Oh, man. Serve God without condemnation. The Bible says if we harbor iniquity in our heart, God will not hear us. If you, look, it is when you are free from any condemnation, you have confidence with God. Listen very closely. Not only that God knows what you are saying is the truth, even the devil himself, God, he knows that what you are saying is the truth. God bless you. I say, God bless you. If your wife is not filled with the Holy Ghost, because if a man is filled with the Holy Ghost, he can easily identify anybody who is not filled with the Holy Ghost. You say, what are you saying? What Abraham said, if I talk to a man 2 minutes, I will know. He said, quote, he said, I will know whether he's filled with the Holy Ghost. If this talk there, he would have said it's because he's a prophet. He said, no. He said, even yourself, you will know. Because the Holy Ghost is alive. If you find your wife is not filled with the Holy Ghost, what are you doing about it? How much do you pray for her? Do you know the Bible says you will give account of her to God? May God help us. Will you thank God that you used to beat his daughter? You will thank God. Pay where your daughter misbehaved and slap her. Do you know if you slapping her alone, you say, God, you are misbehaving? Supposing God knock you, you go leave. May God help us so. We must correct in love. Even if somebody is deep in sin, go close to him. You are the one. Perhaps you can help him out of it. May God help us. Are we so close? Oh, man. Look. They that are Christ, they are crucified the flesh and the affections. Oh, man. I don't care how the woman will walk, how she treats her body, how she displays her female body. God is inside. Amen? You think God will be lusty after woman? That is how you will know what is in you. That is how you will know what is in you. You see, bad, there are some bad women, very bad, anointed of the devil to do evil. Twisting their female body. It will move you one bit. Why? He that is in you is greater than the immoral woman. Twisting herself. It will move you one inch. Praise God. Amen. That's why the prophet said, if you have God inside of you, he said, you will see God in everything. You will see God in an immoral woman. That this, a woman that God has created, who's supposed to be a virtuous woman, to stay in a home and raise children. And look at the way God, the devil has twisted her life. Praise God. Hallelujah. I used to tell people, look, what we are saying is more than what you use mouth to say is something that is happening in your life. There's no place you cannot fellowship. If you're a Christian, maybe you travel somewhere, they say, these people are in the message, you go there. You have a guide inside. A prophet said, with the Holy Spirit inside of you, somebody come around. I say, yes, we are expecting the 8 messengers. So the Holy Ghost will tell you there's nothing like that. Don't mind them. Amen? He wrote the Bible. He gives revelation to whosoever he had. Chibi, you can remember, was it at... It's not at Ososem. I think it was at Mokala, where somebody came to preach 7 virtues, 7 thunders. You remember? Oh, none of you can remember. It's Mokala. Is it Ososem? Eh? Ah. A lot of demonstrations. He didn't move me one bit. Today, we know what the 7 thunders are. The message is right there. The prophet said, this prophet of Malachi 4 and Revelation 37 will do 2 things. Number 1, he will turn the heart of the children to the apostolic fathers. Number 2, he will reveal the 7 thunders, which are the revelations contained in the 7 seals. He said, it is this mystery revealed truth that literally turned the heart of the children to the fathers. He said, exactly so. Can we say amen?
Amen.
If you are a child of God, God is obligated to fetch you out. Not only fetching you out, he will equip you to see that no nonsense teaching will pass your way and catch you. Oh, he cannot stay. You know where the message was brought to us? Somebody introduced 2 people. They said Brother Abraham was like Moses, who brought out the children of Israel. It was, Joshua that took them in. Brother Abraham is like Moses, and Frisbee is like Joshua. Frisbee will not die, he will take us in. He even tell us, Abraham is not even necessary to. When we started reading the sermon books, Frisbee was no anywhere to be found. The Bible called the Holy Ghost the Spirit of Truth, not the Spirit of Error. You find people swimming in error. They need the Holy Ghost. He said, some people calling Joseph now, Joseph Abraham. He said they are calling him Christ. I say, Joseph. I say, they call your father the same thing. You know, I said to make you know, I said, you are Joseph. We know you to be Joseph. Sufficient for us is that divide the spiritual food. And he's doing a great work. That voice of God recorded. The message is interpreted most all the languages in the world. That's a great work. I respect the man at the school. But that Joseph had Billy Paul. Maybe that is why God has not taken Billy Paul. Billy Paul is very old, though. Very old. And yet very active. Praise God. Amen. There is only one Lord. And his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. But Abraham was born by Charles and Ella. Amen. He was born in sin, shaping iniquity. Came to the world speaking lies. But the office that God gave him, God even told him that office is greater than all the prophets that has ever lived. Amen. We recognize him there. There is no error that can catch a Holy Ghost in man. It's not possible because God is living in him. You can't buy him with money. He can do without money. Money will not be his problem at all. Oh, hallelujah. There are 3 things the prophet said ministers should be careful of. He said money, popularity, and women. And the Holy Ghost will overcome all this. Praise God. Amen. You want to be an overcomer? Get the Holy Ghost. That is how to be an overcomer. Praise God. Amen. So who do care, who love you, who hate you? It makes no difference. Where were you when I was smoking and drinking? I stayed living in cinema houses. There was one cinema house at Sabu. They call it Scala. How many of us can remember? That was my second home, Scala. The next idea film at the Soje, sorry. We call ourselves at that time midnight movers. By 10 p.m. at Ikron, may God have mercy. When God saved, he saved completely. Praise God, amen. I don't believe in people living in sin and they say it's a mistake. Tell the birds in the air. What did Jesus die for? Let me read something before I close. Because my time, the time is not on my side. I will mark where I reach. We will continue from there. But I will read something. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. See, God died
in vain. No, sir. Each time I say God doesn't, he did die for some person, people will research it. I laugh. What did he die for them for? They are not convertible.
Amen.
You go and study the message, the King's Man Redeemer.
I'm reading from page, I'm very fond of this verse. Page 34 of the exposition of the seven churches is loose from sin. When you are bound and you are loose, you are free from the bondage. Has language lost its meaning? What the blood of goats and the blood of bulls could not do, the blood of God did it. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. The word washed is actually loose us from our sins in his own blood. Isn't that wonderful? But are you spiritual minded? Did you catch it? It was his own blood that loosed us completely from our sins. It was not human blood. It was the blood of God. Peter called it the blood of Christ. Paul called it the blood of the Lord and the blood of Jesus. Not three persons, but one person. There is that revelation again. One God. That omnipotent Jehovah God came down and made himself a body by means of the virgin birth. And he dwelt it. That it might be the blood of God that will free us, loose us entirely from our sins. Amen? From our sins. And present us spotless before himself with exceeding great joy. Would you like an Old Testament type? Let us go back to the Garden of Eden. When the first news came to glory, that the son Adam had been lost. Did God send an angel? Did he send a son? Did he send another one like unto us? No! He came himself to redeem that lost son. Hallelujah. God did not entrust his plan of salvation to another. He trusted only himself. God was made flesh and dwelt among us. And he redeemed us unto himself. We are saved by the blood of God. The eternal God, he dwelt a mortal body in order to take away sin. Are you hearing? He became the Lamb in order to share his blood and enter into the veil with it. And the prophet said, consider this. Since it is the blood of God, it is perfect blood. Is that true? And if the perfect blood is losing us from the power and bondage and defilement of sin, then the losing is perfect and complete. Do you believe that? Get to believe it with women, say it's a mistake. Tell the best in the air. There is now therefore no condemnation Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies, declares us righteous. Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died. Romans 8:33-34. There it is. His death gave us the blood. The blood has loosed us. There is now no condemnation. How can there be? There is nothing to be condemned for, because the blood has loosed us from sin. We are free. We are guiltless. Don't listen to men. Listen to the word. You are loosed by the blood. Now don't get tied down again by traditions and creeds and organizations. Don't be led astray by listening to those that deny the power of the world and deny that Jesus saves, heals, fills with the Holy Ghost and power. You are God's free men, loosed by his own blood. If you still hold your faith to creed and denominations, it is certain by the evidence that you have lost your faith in the word. Amen. God bless you, church. Total deliverance. In the kingdom of God, no patch patch. You cannot be half saint, half sinner. The prophet said there's no black white bed. No, sir. When you are inside water, you must be wet. Isn't it so? When the blood of Jesus cleanses you, you are clean. Completely clean. And nobody can lay anything. Oh, man. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. We were born sinners. When we are born again, we were born saints. I said, there's a difference between sinners and saints. Hallelujah. God bless you. If you find yourself struggling with sin, you better cry out now. Because where the dead in Christ shall rise first, when they come up, and we are changed. The prophet said you'll be praying for the Holy Ghost that it's too late. Brother Abraham told us, he said, the church of God is like a football team. He said that football team, he said, you know the way they are placed. There are some at the back. They are defending the ball that is coming. Some are in the middle that are trying to get the ball across to those in the front. Those in the front are the dribblers. You hear he beat one man, he beat the second man, he beat the third man. It is a goal. It's a teamwork. If that ball comes to the back man will fire it back to them. They are working together. There is no jealousy in the house of God. Are you following me? May God help us. At the cross, where I fall, so the life, the body, my heart, through the wind. It was there by faith I received my answer, and now I am happy of the way. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Remember, in the internet, there are genuine works you can do in the internet that will not bring condemnation to your heart. There are also questionable ones. Amen. Remember the scripture said, we brought nothing to this world. We are taking nothing out of this world. Don't be involved in any questionable work in internet. Money you will have, condemnation will be in your soul. Don't do it. Are you following me? Have you ever find a bed fall down? They say na hunger killer. God, who they feed best in the air? Now he they feed all the animals in the field. All the living creatures he put inside water and he they feed them. Even the little ants, where we say you know, even notice them, you match them. Now God they feed them. God will feed you. He will meet your needs. He make a promise. Are you following me? Every unrighteousness is sin. You get me, so? Like I used to say, you have one house in Dubai, one in London, one in Washington, one in Accra, one in the capital of our country again, Abuja. You have one in Abidjan. The day you die, they will put you inside one box. Small box like this. They put you inside. Not only that, they will take you out of the town. Go dig one hole, put you inside. Whether you have wife, you have children, they will turn their back. What do you go say? Amen? But the nature that you carry, when that day comes, the prophet said that is how you will ever be. When you are converted, you have the nature of God. You fear God. The materials of the world means nothing to you. If you can be trekking, you don't even have car. It makes no difference. You can be a beggar. Somebody described like Lazarus. It makes no difference. As poor as Lazarus was, it did not stop him from serving God. Finally, when he closes his eye in death, he was in the bosom of Abraham. Brothers, sisters, may God help us. The prophet said, if Satan is not pursuing you, it's because he has gotten you. But he cannot get us. He will continue to pursue us until we go in the rapture. And he cannot follow us. Believer, down this. God give total deliverance. Shall we bow our heads? As we bring this service to a close, are you totally free from condemnation? Are you certain? Are you certain that you are a child of God? You have been regenerated? You are filled with the Holy Ghost? Does your character, your actions and reactions, do they testify to that same thing? When everything is fine, are you also fine? When things go contrary to what you expect, do you put up another character? Check the life you live with the world. I know the kind of spirit that is in you. Remember, but Abraham said, when somebody is about to die, he said two angels appear. A red one and a white one. He said, if he's a Christian, the white one will carry him away. If he's a made believer, the red one will have him. They don't argue with each other. The life you live proves who you are. A tree is known by the fruit it bears. Brothers, sisters, God. God, he doesn't save halfway. Today you are a Christian when everything is fine. Tomorrow when everything will go wrong, you will put up a different attitude. Be certain. Be certain of God. I'm going to offer a word of prayer as we dismiss. If you have any request in your heart, please raise your hand wherever you are. I will remember you. Heavenly Father, you are the Almighty God. You are the one, by your foreknowledge, you know this age that we are living in now will be Laodicea. How you know what Laodicea will be? Your prophet says it's the worst of all the ages, where Christ had been driven away from the church and is knocking to come in back. Father, you knew very well you were sending a messenger to us with a message. Not only that, you know your children that will be here by number. Not only by number, even their names. You've written their names in the last book of life because you know all things. And you promise none of them will perish. Oh, Father, we thank you. It is a portion of that message we try to pass across to ourselves, that God give total deliverance. When he's saved completely. Our Master, may you help us as we examine ourselves with this message. Father, may your grace be our sufficiency. In the name of Jesus Christ. Some of your children have raised their hands. For whatsoever reason thou knowest, O God, Lord, whatsoever thing that has made them to raise their hand, may you meet them at the point of their needs. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We have been made to know when you save, you save completely. May we not be halfway Christians. Your prophet told us that God doesn't do that. May we be complete Christians, Lord. In the day when things are fine, in the days when things are bad, may we remain Christians, oh God. Thank you, our Master. We pray for husbands, we pray for wives, we pray for children, we pray for the assembly, pray for the ministers, pray for the officers, pray for the musicians, pray for everyone, Lord, our Master and our God. While you are preparing your people, please, Master, do not pass any of us by. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. If there be any that comes to church for something else and not for salvation, may you change their mind, Lord. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we have prayed with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Shake one another. I say, Shalom. My brother, Shalom to your one soul. Yes, sir. Shalom to your one soul. Shalom to your soul, my brother. Shalom to your one soul. Praise God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Amen and amen. Shall we rise up? Let us just sing an hymn as we dismiss. Total deliverance. Let's sing in number 80. Afraid with Jesus. Number 80. Afraid of Jesus, what bliss that was so bad as I should ever have afraid like this to lead me to the sky. Hallelujah, oh friendship with Jesus. Fellowship divine, oh, what blessings we communion. Jesus is a friend of mine. I pray when all the friendship cease. I pray when all the sweet.
Hallelujah, friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine, oh, what blesses me, oh, Jesus is our friend. Hallelujah, oh, friendship with Jesus, fellowship with God, oh, what blesses me, oh, Jesus is our friend, oh, our friend will I. What is this one? I pray with her, he's bad. I pray to her, oh, I pray with her. Hallelujah, oh, pray. Is a friend of mine. Friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine. Oh, what blessings we come on. Jesus is a friend of mine. Blessings we come on. Jesus is a friend of mine. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never. Hallelujah. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never fails. Your father may let you down, your mother may let you down. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never. Oh, Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never. Hallelujah, I am walking with the King. Praise his mighty name. Walking with the King. Hallelujah, I am walking with the King. Every day I am walking with the King. Hallelujah, I am walking with the King. Praise his wonderful name. Walking with the King. Hallelujah, I am walking with the King. Every day I am walking with the King. May you really be blessed. May you really be blessed. As you fellowship, yeah.